Sugatsia for my friends at Casper. Years of research, hundreds of tests, thousands of iterations. The result? The latest and dreamiest in sleep innovation, including the new mattresses from Casper. Casper has done it again with all new mattresses. Waking up with back pain? Introducing Zone Support, Casper's unique ergonomic system designed to keep your spine aligned when you sleep. There's something brand new called Airscape, engineered foam layers with perforations that help regulate your sleep temperature. From bedding, bed frames, and even a dog bed, Casper has everything to build the dream bedroom for every kind of sleeper. I've been sleeping on a Casper mattress for years. I swear by it. Most comfortable mattress I've ever slept on. Anytime they have new innovations, I am in on that. And as always, free shipping and free returns. And now Casper is offering free contactless delivery. And as always, free returns. Go to Casper.com. Use code Lebatard for $100 off your mattress order. That's code Lebatard for $100 off your mattress order. Terms and conditions apply. See Casper.com/terms.
Hello, welcome to Friday's Local Hour. Chris is so much better at
this. Nah, dude, you killed it. I knew you were going to get insecure about that. You killed it. That's all it is, Billy. It's just talking with a little energy. I'm faking
it's the shipping container.
There we go. Get some oomph.
Okay, surprise ruin. I was about to say we have two very special guests today that I don't think have done anything together in the past. And now you know that one of them is Lorenzo, because Lorenzo can't control himself and he just started talking. But forget about Lorenzo, because I know that oftentimes that'll be enough to get you guys to turn it off. We have another very special guest today. Joining me, Chris Cody, and Lorenzo is none other than Mikey C. Hello, Mikey C.
What's up, boys?
Mikey C and the place to be. I love this.
Just kind of...
Now, I can see Billy doesn't probably have the best internet reception because he's already frozen like twice since we started.
Okay, but here's the thing. I'm doing this from my bedroom because I don't want to tell you what time it is, but basically it's dinner time. And my wife told me, because I live in a one-bedroom, one-bathroom apartment, and I do most of the stuff at, you know, like the dining room table. But she's going to be cooking. And she's like, I need to cook. You've been doing things for too long today. I'm going to be making noise. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to have to go then to the bedroom. But going to the bedroom then, I lose some service. So some quality's lost. Just one.
Some service.
What are you having for dinner tonight?
Perfect timing.
Oh, did it go out?
Right as you said service, it was like perfect service.
Awesome.
Yeah, what's for dinner?
What is on the menu?
What's on the menu?
I don't really know what's on the menu, to be honest with you. I know that it's chicken, but she told me it's a new recipe, and I'm not sure what the recipe is. I just know that it's new.
Isn't that a rose convolio?
Chicken cacciatore?
Oh, I had chicken cacciatore last week. Do you guys like chicken cacciatore? It's not my favorite.
I actually, of all the Italian dishes, it's not one of my favorite. You hear it and you think it's delicious, but I prefer chicken parm.
A little bit overrated, right?
Pizza.
It's a lot of work and not a lot of payoff.
Exactly. I'm with you on that.
How do we feel about chicken cordon bleu? Mm. I'm not a big ham guy.
Another overrated
dish. That's what screws it up for me.
I agree, too.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of work in putting cheese and ham all together in a chicken, and it's just not – the payoff isn't that great to me.
I mean, I've usually bought it, like, already prepared, but don't you have to, like, get a syringe or something and, like, yeast it, right? You have to, like, inject it with the – I know Billy knows what's up with El Numero 70 at Chico's in Hialeah. It's basically it's chicken parm, basically. Chicken parm with – I usually get it with white rice and beans and some French fries, some papita frita, maybe some platanos. I'm speaking a completely different language to Mikey C.
I dated a Puerto Rican girl one time, and she used to talk about, you know, a rose con pollo and everything. And I'm like, oh, yeah, rose con pollo, rose con pollo.
Rose con
pollo. And she made it one time, and I was like, wow, this is good. So I'm all on board on that.
Ooh, you know, another good chicken is the chicken from Costco. Like the full
Costco's got
like
good
the rotisserie chicken. Mm-hmm. Like I always pick one of those up every time we go to Costco.
No, those are tasty.
I really like the pizzas from like the Costco or the BJ's or the Sam's.
Oh, ooh. And the hot dogs. The hot dogs, how do they, I mean, I don't want to ask what's in the hot dogs because you never do. You never ask that. But they're $1.50. You get chips usually and Coke or soft drink.
7-Eleven pizza is good. Oh, no?
I don't know.
You're a brave man. You're a brave man.
I don't know if I've ever had it. I'm like, I'm
you're eating hot dogs. I would think pizza's safer than hot dogs.
I've gotten like the Jamaican beef patty at 7-Eleven. I feel
that's risky. I would be scared doing that. So, Billy, what is for dinner then? You don't know.
I could just
any of those things.
It's chicken and it has Dijon mustard in the recipe. That's all I know.
It sounds like she's going down that road.
What are you guys eating?
My wife is making stuffed peppers, like a ground beef type thing, ground beef and cheese and tomato
sauce. Wow, you guys
sauce.
Eat these fancy dinners.
Well, mine's like one of those package meals. Like we get it delivered and like you follow a recipe, all that jazz.
Do your wife cook like that every night? No,
I'm generally like in there helping her. This is a special circumstance.
Christmas, I mean, I cooked a cheeseburger. I already ate. I had a couple of cheeseburgers that I put on the grill. That was my dinner.
There you go.
I've started dabbling into the culinary field. I've actually done some baking. That's been interesting and much more rewarding because my cooking, it's hit or miss.
Is that one of the things that you picked up like just over the quarantine?
Yeah. I baked my first apple pie, which is great.
I have some inside info on Lorenzo's baking history. I've been told by multiple people in the Washington, D.C. area that Lorenzo frequently on the weekends will bake things and then drive around delivering his baked goods to his Washington friends.
That is adorable.
That is correct. I mean, it's mostly my wife. I'm not going to lie. I bought her a standing mixer for Mother's Day.
Nice.
Before that we were doing the whole baking thing. But yeah, we've been, you know, man, I mean, we're stuck indoors. We can't do much. Like we're a month and a half away from our expected baby's arrival. Ooh. So it's like, thank you, sir. We're trying to keep our ourselves busy and spread a little love in the meantime.
If you said to me, who at ESPN is most likely to drive around and deliver treats to their coworkers, I would have guessed Lorenzo. It honestly is the most fitting thing ever.
Well, and did it again, Billy.
That's whatever Billy said.
Yeah.
What were you gonna say?
It doesn't matter.
Oh,
Billy.
There's gonna be some kind of platitude and some kind of compliment. And
Billy, let me ask you all you guys except for Billy really kind of has a beard going, and I'm like new to the beard game. Is there like an itchy phase that you have to get past? Because like that's where I've been at.
Itchy phases, patchiness. I don't get the connectors. I don't get
I hate that.
The mustache to beard connector, so I can't do a good goatee. So it's there's a lot of weird stages and phases.
Where I struggle with the beard, and I know it's great that we're doing a visual thing on a podcast, but
describe to the people at home though when I talk about it
is where on my neck do I want to like how low do I want to go?
I used to go way too high.
This quarantine has actually allowed me to let my body catch up with it because I just let it go so much that I'm able to. Because there's nothing worse than a beard that is cut way too high. You gotta,
like mine?
No, I don't think.
But it looks right on mine. I tried going lower like you.
Yeah.
But it didn't feel right.
No, I think you're okay.
The key for me is the Adam's apple. Like I try to go. Sure I try to leave a little bit of neck showing.
Chris, you're way above the Adam's apple. You're even closer. You're closer to me.
Mine's too high. See,
the key for us fat guys is to use the beard, cover the double chin, and also to give your face some shape.
Billy, you seem to have relocated. How are you feeling now about your connection?
I did relocate, and I plugged in my Ethernet cable because it was embarrassing. Honestly,
I could tell you were not happy.
I should not have even attempted to do that.
You dongled it.
Yeah, it's now hopefully secure. But, you know, the way things have been going, what's going to happen is at any point now when I start talking, it's just going to go into, and I'm just going to like repeat myself like over and over again.
No, trust me, you sound really clear. Everything that was perfect. So I think we're ready to move on now.
Well, Mikey, see, this is what your second heater of the.
Oh, there'll be many during this.
Yeah. For those keeping track at home, we are on heater number two. Now, Mikey, I want to clear something up. Now, I didn't listen. I feel bad for saying that, to the stupidity where you guys reacted to the Brady stuff. And I just remember hearing that you were upset about not being included in the Brady interview. And I have to imagine if you were looking at that interview, you said to yourself, why am I not where Chris Cody is right now? Why is Chris Cody interviewing Tom Brady and not me? Admit it.
It wasn't. Yeah, no, I think who did I really focus my anger on?
Or was it Stanzik or Charlie?
Charlie, that's what I was really upset about.
The guy who made it happen.
I was able to sleep. I was able to sleep knowing it was you. But when I saw Charlie, oh, man.
Oh, man, well, Charlie made it happen. So, like, he was the last person. It would have been you and Charlie before. Like, Charlie was definitely the one that.
In your defense, Mikey C., you probably would have had more contributions than Charlie.
I'm sure Charlie did a great job.
I would say that's a pretty big contribution, actually, Charlie made Lorenzo, getting Brady.
I know. I kid because I love Charlie.
Mikey, how did you decide to go with this bearded look?
Well, because I just had a birthday last week. Thank you. Happy birthday.
Happy belated.
Wait, when was your birthday? What day is it? So I can put it on my calendar if you make it to the next
May 21st.
Oh, shoot. That's the day after mine. Okay.
Sanghae Chunra.
Really?
Yeah, mine was the 20th. Look at us.
Happy birthday to you, too.
Yeah, you too. Oh, look at us. So we're such dudes, like 4 weeks late. Like, hey, by the way, happy birthday.
So for my birthday, I don't know if it was like a gag gift or what, but like one of my friends got me that Just for Men. You know, the stuff to color your beard.
Oh, a patch of gray, what is it called?
Just for Men. So... because when I do grow my beard out, it does. I do have a lot of gray in it, and that's probably why I don't grow it out more. So I said, "All right, you know what? The hell with it. Let's try it." And I actually think it looks way too dark. Now, this the people at home can't tell, but if you go to, I'll have to post something at Outsider Mike if you want to look. But I think it actually is too dark, but everyone's saying it looks good.
No, it looks good from here.
Yeah, over video, it doesn't look too dark.
It looks good from here.
It might in person. Like that could happen through video.
I feel like you could use a little outdoor time, though. Like, it seems – I don't know what the temperature's like up there now.
Oh.
But I feel like a tan with that shade.
Listen to this guy. Listen to the Miami guy. Get some color. Go out and get some sun. Actually, we live up north,
Billy.
I'm super pale also because I haven't been spending that much time outside. I don't think anyone has. I'm just saying, if Mikey goes out and he gets a little vitamin D, gets a little sun-kissed look, he walked away, but gets a little sun-kissed look, he mixed that in with the shading on the beard, I think it would go perfect.
It would be a nice little compliment. If he got a little olive complexion, he would go from Mikey C to Mikey D.
Oh, it's Mikey Vitamin. Hey, I've been keeping like a tab of all the things that I've been doing over quarantine that I probably would not do under normal circumstances.
Ooh,
let's go.
Please share.
Just for coloring my beard was one of them. That's one of those things where if it goes bad, you know, at least I don't have to worry about people seeing me. So that's one of them there. Another thing that's funny that Billy mentions, I've started doing the fake bake. You know, the self-tanners?
Jergens.
This is actually a cheap one. I guess they can get really expensive. This was like a $10 instant tan bottle thing. That's another thing that I've been doing over quarantine that I would never do in a normal circumstance because I would be able to go out and get sun or at the worst hit a tanning booth up.
Where do you apply the self-tanner? Like, where are you putting it?
All over your body.
Okay. No, I'm just wondering if there's, you know, like, you know, you go.
It's tough to do the face. I had to go line. Out. Yeah, I know. I didn't do like my crotch.
Oh, okay.
So there's I won't show you my tan line, but there is one.
Okay.
Please do show us.
Wait, Mikey C, do you do the so you go to a tanning salon, you go to a tanning bed. Do you have the little, I have a friend who's all about that. He has the little goggles. Do you have those too?
I don't. I just close my eyes because I have beautiful blue eyes, and I like to just close them. Yeah. So that way, like, I get the tan all around, and when I open my eyes, it makes my blue eyes pop.
Wow.
Against like a tan background. These are things that you learn over 40 years of being alive.
You do have kind eyes. Hmm.
So, yeah, so I've been tanning him also, and I was almost afraid to tell you guys this one. And in fact, I'm a little embarrassed.
I cannot imagine what it is if we've gotten the other
one. I think you might already know, but I've become a TikTok star too a little
I did not know you've become a
Mikey
TikTok
C,
star.
Mikey C, you're a TikTok boy.
I'm a TikTok boy, and they're thirsty, boy. So I've actually, they're thirsty.
All right, so wait, you got to. Well, hold up, because I downloaded TikTok once just as – I did.
I haven't made my TikTok public because I'm a little scared.
Oh, no.
Why? Wait, what do you have on there?
It's thirsty. I mean, I'm doing some TikTok-y stuff.
I'm searching for Mikey. Let me see if I can find him.
I'm topless in most of them. I mean, I'm doing the bangs and everything. I mean, it's thirsty.
How many followers do you have?
I've only got like 6 followers, and 4 of them I don't even know.
Wait,
so how are you a TikTok star?
He's just laying the foundation right now.
If you believe it, it happens. Just it's the secret. Yeah.
Laying the groundwork. How is it private, but you have 4 of your 6 followers that you don't know? Also, who are the 2 that you know? Oh, there
you go. Well, it's not private. Oh, there you go. He found me. Chris already found me.
Your name's Outsider Mike.
Oh, wow.
You should have never... Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you not want that public? I'm just saying, if you're trying to hide, your name is what you're known for. Like,
this is big. I'm debuting my TikTok to you guys here on the local hour.
Wow.
At Outsider Mike.
What a treat.
You guys didn't think that was going to happen today, did you?
I did not.
So what kind of stuff can we see on Outsider Mike's TikTok? We like workout routines?
Yeah, I'm doing some workout and stuff.
Wow.
See, I told you.
That's great.
I will say this. Mikey will unsolicited send me some of those workout pictures.
I really do.
And I'm like, why are you sending me your abs? This is kind of strange.
I do. I don't know. I've never asked you about that. Does that really throw you off when I randomly send you like a shirtless ab pic like at 11 o'clock at night? Because I've done it a couple of times.
I will say this, and maybe I shouldn't say this to you, but a lot of times when you send it to me, I'll just share with Gojo. And
oh, is that how he gets it? Because he shares it sometimes with
okay. Okay. Because it's gotten to the point that I'll share some of them with him just because we're both fans of yours. And he'll say to me, like, it was a real thing that I hadn't even considered at the time, but he just one time wrote back after I sent him like 2 or 3 of them. He's like, is Mikey hitting on you? And I'm like, I don't know. I had never considered it, possibly.
Now, I think I'm prepared to admit, this is the weirdest thing that I've ever felt jealousy over. I'm a little jealous that I don't get these pictures from Mikey C. I'm not
me and Mike, your really? Boys.
Well, I know you've got the kid and you're busy and everything, so.
That's a good excuse.
Other one. Yeah, 3.
Now, are you showing off for us right now, Mikey? We've been recording for about 25 minutes, 26 minutes. Are you just showing off for us, or this is a normal pace for you?
I'm a little bit ahead of my normal pace because I'm just sitting here. In fact, I would be playing video games right now, and I'd probably be a cigarette behind. So, yeah, I'm a little bit ahead of schedule, but it's okay. I'm enjoying it.
Are you also coloring more than just your beard? You said coloring your hair. Are you doing the hair up top too, or just the beard?
I've been getting the sideburns. I haven't been – the hair on top is still pretty good, as you can see.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's really the beard and up to the sideburns. But I tell you what, yesterday was bad because this stuff, have you guys ever dyed your, well, I guess not. But it like dyes your skin. And like, yeah. It's weird. I had like a weird line on my face yesterday.
It looks normal now.
Yeah, it kind of fades after like a day and looks okay. But I mean, yesterday, I thought it looked bad. I was really nervous.
It's a very delicate science, dyeing hair and bleaching hair. My wife had blonde hair for some time, and that was wearing off because your hair grows, and of course you start to see the roots. She's like, "Oh, would you bleach my hair?" I'm like, "Hell no." "Would you dye my hair?" "Hell no," because then I have to live with the consequences of it. I touched up her hair a little bit. She's got short hair on the back, so I did a little fade, a little line on the back.
Did your wife a fade?
Well, she's got short hair on the sides, long up top. So it, I was comfortable enough in giving her, like taping her up on the back, and that's it. And she did my tape a little bit, but I think I'm going to grow out the back. I think, I don't know if it'll grow out by then, but by July 4th, I'd love to really, really let it all go.
You want like a mullet?
I want a mullet for July 4th, but I don't know if that's going to happen. It's too close.
Where are you going to go? You're going to be stuck at home.
I'm going to put out a chair in the lawn and just celebrate America's birthday. I love July 4th.
What holidays don't you love? Because I feel like you love every holiday. Let's go over, like, let's rank your top 10 or so holidays from favorite to least favorite.
Top 10.
I'm sure, Mikey, that Lorenzo celebrates holidays that, like, we're like, okay, like, Arbor Day really is that serious? And he's like, of course it is. And then he'll give me, like, all these comments about Arbor Day or whatever.
I mean, Arbor Day is a nice holiday. It's not one of my favorites. I mean,
I feel like
your message.
So you're ready. So does that mean your list is ready?
You know me too well.
Number 10, Lorenzo.
All right. Number 10.
Do you want us to fill so you can make an actual list? Because I feel like you can do it relatively quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold up. I'm going to bring.
We'll come back to you. Also, at the same time, make a list next to it. Holidays you dislike, like least favorite holidays.
Right. Okay.
I have one holiday that I hate, which Chris would probably hate me for, but I hate St. Patrick's Day.
Oh. Why, just because I have red hair? I'm actually not as Irish as I look.
Why do you not like St. Patrick's Day, Mikey?
Because I feel, you know, I think it makes me feel old, because when I was younger, you know, St. Patrick's Day was a big day. You go out and drink and everything and have fun, but like now I'm past that stage, and I think maybe I'm jealous of that, and so like now I kind of resent it.
Yeah.
So,
but there's a lot of holidays that you're supposed to drink on, kind of. And why does that one stick out?
That's like to me, the biggest drinking days are St. Patrick's Day, New Year's probably. That's a big going out and drinking. And then, of course, remember the big one always used to be the Wednesday before Thanksgiving?
Oh, that was going to be on my list. There we go.
Lorenzo, focus. Stay focused.
Even, honestly, it's sad because as I've gotten older, I associate holidays with like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get drunk that day.
Oh, so everyone is
like, you know, like Christmas Eve, it's like, oh, what do I want to drink tonight? It's sad.
Can we just, in terms of talking about aging and becoming an adult and all that stuff, I had one yesterday, and maybe we'll talk about this on the national show later, but I had one yesterday that really got me excited, which was, and it shouldn't get me excited, and I feel like Chris and Lorenzo definitely may feel this more than Mikey. Me and my wife got a shower caddy yesterday, and we set it up, and I was like, this is awesome. Like, this is the most
thing you put in the shower, like the
just to organize
your soap, your shampoo. Uh-huh. All of
what have you been doing your whole life?
No, so I listen.
I'm with him. I'm with him.
In this apartment, we didn't have one, and
is this the first one you've had in your life?
No. We've had them before, but I didn't have it here yet. Right, like you didn't move one over here when we moved in over here. So we like set it up, and I was like, this is amazing. And it was like, maybe it's just with everything that's going on and that I haven't gotten out much and I'm not doing a lot of things, but like just organizing the shampoo and conditioner and soaps and putting it all up. I was
really
like,
he's losing it, man.
This is the most excited I've been in such a long time. And you know, the best part
about it, you're about to snap, aren't you?
The best part about it is that my wife had ordered it without telling me that she was going to order it. And I was like, every time I get in the shower, I've been thinking about this, and we didn't have the conversation, but she got it, and I was like, and it's just the perfect size, and I organized, and I have this shampoo and conditioner that has pumps on it, because it's like a bigger thing.
Yes.
The thing is that the bottle's the exact same color.
Amazing!
I don't have my glasses or my contacts on, right? So just to add to my organization of it, I put an S and a C in Sharpie on the tops of the things so that I know when I go to pump, if it's time for shampoo, I go to the S pump, and if not, I go to the C pump. And it's the most excited I've been in a long time about it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have found myself like getting just jazzed about the most mundane of little things.
I think you guys need to start making TikTok videos. If that's what you're that's what's exciting you. You need a little bit more excitement going on.
I did sweep my back patio last weekend, and afterwards I was like, man, this is very...
Are you talking about how the leaves went perfectly over there, and you put... You put an L on that trash bag for the leaves.
It made me feel relaxed because you walk out there when it's dirty and you get stressed. But when it's all clean, it's like,
Cleaning the gutters, climbing up onto the roof.
Oh, I hate
And
that
just
one.
Like getting a thick glove and just getting in there and getting all that gunk.
The crap that grows in the gutters, not even from this planet. I feel like it's like came from space. I don't even
you
know
could
what it is.
Pay someone to come out and do it, but it's so much so much more rewarding to put the effort in yourself. Get a hose and just like see all that crap just like ooze out of the runoff.
I got those like gutter shields, and now it's like I still have clogged gutters, and now there's just a shield over them now. They don't work.
The gutter is worse than the toilet in terms of metaphors, right? Like if you're in the gutter, or you throw them in the toilet. Like I think I'd rather be in the toilet.
Would you rather be in the toilet or the gutter?
I don't know. You're right. The gutter is just like so gooky. Like at least the toilet, you know what you're going to be dealing with. Pee, poop. That's it. Like at least I know what's coming.
But would you rather deal with pee and poop than like dirt
bird
and
poop?
Leaves?
But this like
bird poop and leaves.
This bird gunk. This bird gunk that just formulates over months.
Yeah.
I'd rather have a bird poop on me than a person, though.
That's
a sign of good luck.
That's a good point. I wouldn't argue with that. Lorenzo, do you have your list of holidays?
No, I'm working on them.
We've been talking for like 10 minutes so that you can your list of
I looked up at timeanddate.com. It's pretty thorough.
Why do you have to do that? Just do it
off of the top of your mind.
Just Google holidays and they'll all
That's pop. What I did.
This is a big important thing for him.
Lorenzo.
There's Statehood Day. What the hell is Statehood Day?
It's don't only put it on your list.
Well, if it can't be that important to you if you don't know what it is.
You're like, I need to read every holiday to really
I want to make sure I don't miss any.
Okay, just stop talking to him so that he can focus
on
that.
Thank you.
Chris, I've noticed that your Zoom name is I'm Chris Cody ESPN, and I'm wondering if that's something you did just for this or if that's something that you've been doing that no one's picked up on yet.
No, I just did it because I'm using my wife's login, and I thought it'd be funny. I'm just trying to be funny. I actually did it a couple days ago on the show, too. No one's really noticed yet.
I like it. I like that move. It is funny. My sister is a teacher in terms of, like, Zoom names and stuff like that. Maybe I shouldn't tell the story, but I'll tell it really quick. My sister's a teacher, and they have
to be better than Shower Caddy story.
They have to be but they have to do, like, Zoom, like, check-ins and stuff like that, right? And the kids, I guess, have figured out that he could change the names. And she sent me a picture that the other day one of the kids put their name as Doodoo Fart Queen. I have no idea who these kids are because they just changed their names. But I have to keep attendance of them.
That's clever.
You know what the Stern Show? I would never want to copy. But the Howard Stern Show.
Never heard of
it. The Howard Stern Show. They do like a Zoom happy hour. I think we should do. I wish we did something like that. They didn't copyright it, so I mean, anyone could do it.
Zoom. I feel like a lot of people have been Zooming and hanging out, doing Zoom happy hours during the quarantine.
I'd be down for one.
I heard that as well, though. I listened to the Stern Show. I know what you're talking about.
They talk about you guys every once in a while. I mean, they talk about how like they don't know you guys, or he always acts like I don't know who Dan Levitard is.
I think you're referring to they played sound of our show when we were talking about the Tom Brady interview.
Yeah, but that wasn't the first time they've done it. Billy, I always text you because I listen to Stern every day, and I always text you when they talk, and it's happened more than just that one time.
He always is just like Dan Levitard. Who's that? I don't know.
Yeah, he acts like he doesn't. Yeah.
Why haven't they mentioned you yet, Mikey?
Yeah,
I don't know.
All right, time for Lorenzo's list.
Yes. All right.
We reached to the point where Chris is saying, the Stern Show is a good radio show. That's what
we're
doing. All right, number 10 of my top 10. These are the ones I like.
Wait a minute. Is this the one you like the most or the like you least?
Well, we have a top 10.
Which way are you going? Is number 10 your favorite or your least favorite?
Mikey, what kind of top 10 list would 10 be his favorite?
Right, all right. That's a dumb question. All right, that was bad. Go ahead.
We're not going by totem pole rules. Top. Actually, I had others receiving
all
votes.
All right, have a good
number,
week,
no, no, wait, wait. Number 11. The Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Number 10.
Number 10, Cyber Monday.
Ooh.
Number 9, Earth Day.
Earth Day.
Why do you like Earth Day?
Cyber Monday? Wow. I'm already.
Because Billy, that's a problem. You forget about Mother Earth. You need to, like, there's a lot of good stuff you could do on Earth that you can go out and plant a tree. That's the basic one.
Have you ever done that?
Yes, I have. Back in my day, like back in high school days.
What tree did you plant?
What day was that?
What did I plant? No, we cleaned up a park and then we planted
dogwood. Right,
whatever. What's number 8?
Banyan Elementary's park. We did that for Earth Day. Number 8. That's the one I didn't fill in.
Number seven is fine. Go to number 7.
So this is top 9. His top 9 favorite.
Number 7.
Did you do a 7?
He's number right number 7.
Go to 6. Just go to whatever you have.
Number 7, Harvey Milk Day.
Can I ask you a serious question? Seriously spend all that time and only make a list of 2 things?
No, I have number 6, Easter. Number 5, Super Bowl Sunday. It should be a holiday. Number 4, Groundhog Day.
He will send me G-chats every Groundhog Day telling me whether or not the groundhog saw his shadow every year.
What does it matter?
It makes winter longer or shorter.
Listen. Do you like those better than my shirtless pics or no?
Punxsutawney Phil, every February 2nd, the seer of seer, the world's most famous weather forecaster, lets us know whether or not winter will be short or will be long. And if you live up north, that means something. Am I right, Mikey?
Yeah, you guys, maybe that's why they don't appreciate it.
We all have things that we send you randomly. Mikey sends you shirtless pictures. Lorenzo sends you Groundhog Day stuff, and I send you Mark Hawkman stories.
Why don't I get those? All right. Number
3.
We'll switch up here. July 4th. I have July 4th as my number 3.
What's going to be July 4th?
Huh? Number 2. This one's usually like, I don't actually, you know what?
Hold on.
Switch this one up. No. It can't be Christmas.
These are Christmas and Thanksgiving, right?
That's what
these
two are. I missed Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, I'll put number.
We'll put that at 7.
Put that at 8. Or 8.
Yeah, Thanksgiving. Although I really like Thanksgiving. The football all day, down. The food, the gathering with family.
Yeah.
What's 2? The parade. Oh, the Macy's Day Parade is a
What's
must
number 2?
Every Thanksgiving day.
What's number 2?
Number 2, this one's like right up there. It's like 1 and 1.5 in my heart.
Some would say 1A and 1B, but that's fine.
1.5. It's not 2. It's
what
not 1.
What is it?
Halloween.
Oh, Souls my Day. Favorite holiday.
Ooh. Wait, no. Is All Souls Day the same day as Halloween?
No. All Souls Day is the next day.
Ah, that's right. Well, yeah. All Hallows Eve. That's what I was going to say.
And number 1 is Christmas?
Absolutely.
Number 1?
All right.
It's not everyone's cup of tea, but.
All right. Now the holidays you dislike. Cup of
tea. I mean, you could have Hanukkah on there.
We know, Lorenzo. All right. What are your least favorite?
Yeah. What are the ones you don't like?
I didn't get to that. I didn't do all 10, but I got 3. Okay. Number 5, Cinco de Mayo.
Wait, hold on a second. You just said you have 3. Why are you starting at number 5?
Well, I did the ranking. I put 1 through 10, and I started filling them in as I found them. Like, all right, Cinco de Mayo.
So Cinco de Mayo.
I like to drink, but I also don't like what that holiday has become. Because it's not really a Mexican Independence Day. What's the next one? That's the 20th. Yeah. Number 2, I had Columbus Day.
So you have 5 and 2.
Because if you know the true story of one Christopher Columbus.
Oh, wow, he takes it to the whole
fraud. Meeting. Fraud. Number 1 was Robert E. Lee. Robert E. Lee's birthday, January 20th. I guess we can put in there.
Is that a holiday?
Celebrated it. I looked it up. It's celebrated in certain southern states.
Way to make this awkward.
I regret to.
Sorry. Other holidays.
Is Jeffrey Dahmer's birthday a holiday too?
Black Friday. Don't like it. Good sales.
Good deals,
but I don't.
You like Cyber Monday.
Exactly. Right. Cyber Monday he likes. Black Friday.
Better deals.
He likes.
You don't have to go out and be with this all that. The chaos.
Lorenzo, it's time to wrap up this local hour.
Are we by number 5 or we're still on number 4, Mikey?
Valentine's Day, number 4, overrated.
I'm shocked that you don't like Valentine's Day.
I.
You like it, but your wife doesn't like it. That's what
she
that is.
Your wife loves in the background?
I heard an evil laugh.
It was her.
Yeah, I heard her laugh.
She loves Valentine's Day. That's her first. That's probably why I hate it. It's her number 1. Well,
why would that make you hate it?
Bring her.
Keep a happy marriage.
Bring her over.
Okay, hold on. Come over here, Sarah.
They like to talk. They like Sarah.
Hey, Sarah.
Hi, I hear him.
That's Mike. That's the one and only Mike you see.
Hi.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Sarah, why doesn't Lorenzo like Valentine's Day? It seems like his cup of tea, like he'd walk around dressed as Cupid, shooting fake arrows around everywhere.
Probably because he was a virgin for so long.
Actually, back then, back in those days, I loved the idea and concept of Valentine's Day. But now that I have a Valentine each and every day of my life,
every day is Valentine's Day.
It's overrated.
Every day is your Valentine's Day.
You're so red right now, Lorenzo.
He looks so red.
Damn it, Sarah.
Here's the thing about me and Valentine's Day. I love Valentine's Day, but not for him. Valentine's Day is my day to show all of my friends how much I love them.
Okay.
That's cool.
Remember you used to like bring like all those Valentines to school with you and give them out to the class of kids?
That
works. Oh, nice.
Right. Oh, wait, I didn't even find these trivial holidays. There's Word Nerd Day. Donut Day is tomorrow. Today. Today's Donut Day.
Wow.
It's today, Sarah. Donut Day is today. Go get your free donut at Dunkin' Donuts.
It's just Dunkin' Donuts.
Socially distant and responsibly. Go get your free donut with your free coffee purchase.
All right. Well, happy Donut Day, everybody.
Yeah.
There's a bagel and lox day, too.
That'll be it. That'll be enough, Lorenzo.
Have a good weekend.
Billy, I'll text you a picture later.
Okay, I can't wait.